What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hoffman Show. Hard knock life for the Commanders during the NFL season. The thing is, they're not alone. The NFL announced today that the NFC East will be featured on the in-season edition of Hard Knocks coming up in the fall. Last year, of course, it was the AFC North, and we got to see a really fun kind of playoff battle unfold between the Steelers and the Ravens. The Bengals fight for everything in the end. And then whatever the hell the Browns were was also on the show. The Bills are also going to be featured in Hard Knocks. They get the regular edition, the training camp, you know, into the regular season edition, or I guess the preseason edition, which is always really fun to see the inside workings of one team and how they go about building the roster. And for some teams, I think it's been really great. I think that part of the allure of the Lions and part of their success, frankly, is having the Hard Knocks cameras there a couple years ago, where everyone got to kind of fall in love with Dan Campbell, see what he was really about, see what that team was really about. You got to see how special the players thought it was as they were getting that thing off the ground in Detroit. Last year, I thought it was just quality entertainment and insight, getting to see guys like Tomlin, and you're like, oh, that's why that guy's like that. John Harbaugh, oh, that's why that guy's always so successful. And then, obviously, some teams, it's been terrible. The Giants preseason or offseason edition last year made it so that no one ever did the offseason version again. I think that that didn't happen this year. So that kind of sucks. But it's because, you know, the Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and the decision around Saquon like blew up in their face in a way that was actually John Mara's worst nightmare. And even if you think it's the right decision for the Giants, which I still do, hard to say out loud because you sound like kind of a fool if you don't explain yourself. The quick explanation is Saquon Barkley and the Giants is not really that valuable. You can't have you know, your toppings on a Sunday if you don't have a bowl, and the Giants don't have a bowl. But I'm excited for this. As a viewer, as someone who is in this business, I am very excited to watch both the Bills, but I'm very excited to see the inside of the NFC East, Anthony. What are you most excited about for this NFC East in-season edition of the show?
I think I'm going to be looking forward to December. And to be honest, I was one of the people that was complaining that, you know, we had all of these divisional games right before the playoffs and how players usually say those divisional games take a lot of toll on the body. So having to endure, you know, four back-to-back, you know, divisional games and then go into the playoffs, I thought that was going to be a disadvantage. But at the same token, like looking at it from the Hard Knocks perspective, I think everybody's going to be juiced up for every last one of these games just because, one, you have Hard Knocks here, and then also it's a divisional game. So, and I'm expecting the division to be close. Like, I'm expecting Dallas to go out there and do what they do best when they don't have a top one or top two schedule. They have a third seed schedule this year. So I'm expecting them to go out there and be great. This is what they usually do. And then the Eagles, they're the defending champions, so I think they got a lot riding on that one to repeat. And then the Commanders, us being in 8 primetime games, I think we deserved it for one. And then also I think, you know, Jaden Daniels and crew, they're going to be ready for the moment. So I think it just sets up for a great December for everybody to be locked in on our division just like we were on the NFC North last year.
Yeah, I mean, if they pick this thing up and post-bye for the Commanders, you have the Broncos on Sunday Night Football. So you're going off the bye into a primetime game. They could pick it up in Madrid, which would be kind of a fun behind-the-scenes, you know, are the Hard Knocks cameras in Madrid. Before that is the Detroit game. Before that is the, you know, like they have that crazy stretch starting in week 6. That's Monday Night Football, Dallas, or Monday Night Football again, Sunday Night Football, Detroit, Madrid. So that's a pretty like wild stretch of season there. But you also, as you said, late in the season, you have a lot of things happening there. You have the 2 and 3 weeks against the Eagles. You have the Giants game. You have the Cowboys game. I think for me, generally speaking, though, it's more about like, what do we get to see? Who are the personalities that we get to see? So, you know, the Commanders portion is going to open with Jaden at 4:30 in the morning pulling into the facility. Like, they always do that with Hard Knocks to some degree. And maybe it's, you know, Jaden and then, you know, 4:30. 40
is probably going to be out there too.
I mean, if I'm 48, I'm finding out what day they're doing it, and I'm going too. 48 famously, well, Cliff was at Texas Tech, did a story, and just kept hearing, oh, Cliff's there at 4 a.m., Cliff's there at 4 a.m. And so Sam showed up at 3:56, and sure enough, a couple minutes later, here comes the headlights, and Cliff gets to the front door and goes, what the hell are you doing here? He's like, heard you show up early. So I'm a reporter. Got to go find out. And walked in the building with Cliff and saw what he did at 4 in the morning. So the Hard Knocks cameras, you know, will they be there for Cliff and for, you know, the morning walkthrough that he and Jaden go through and whoever else is there for that, whether it's Luke or Tavita or, you know, whoever else receiver or coach-wise is there? Like, you know you're going to get some of that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm excited to see what Dan Quinn's like in the room. Because I have a feeling I know what that's like. By the way, he cusses a lot. Like, he cusses a lot for Hard Knocks. He cusses a lot for a football coach. So that'll be fun to get the unfiltered version of Dan. But I just think it's going to be a more cuss-filled version of what he gives us at the podium. Like, that's the thing about Quinn that I think is magical is too strong. But, like, you get what I mean. Quinn is a guy who is extremely consistent with his message. And, Like, Dan, there are other coaches that I've covered where, like, you ask them something at the podium, they'll give you the right answer. And then you get off the podium and you can get, or like, you know, you get them off to the side during the week or whatever. You get them in a non-on-the-record scenario and they'll give it, they'll give you something a little different. They'll answer the question where they don't really want to answer it. DQ is just going to retell you the same thing he said on the podium. DQ will not give you more info because he said what he had to say. There was a reason why he said it. It's on some level calculated, but it's on some level just like he's honest and that's how he goes about his business. And there are certain things that he doesn't see as our business, which, I mean, it is my business to try to find out. That's what it is to be a journalist. But it's also, if I'm in his shoes, I get it. Like, I respect the fact that he will not tell me certain things. And does it make my job harder? Yes, because I would like, if the more information I have, the more I can understand the way they think, the better opinion, the more informed opinions I can give. But I think that a lot of what they say is just like, yes, there's the technique things or maybe certain schematic coverage things that, you know, Hard Knocks is never going to get. I think the version of DQ that we're going to get in the show is just a more swear words version of the message that he gives the media. He's not a guy that's going to tell us one thing and tell the players something else and feel like he's pulling an okie doke. He comes to the press conference every Wednesday with a message that he wants everybody to know all over the Commanders fandom, players, coaches. He's like, this is what we do this week. This is our mindset. This is our mentality. And I think it's going to be the same exact thing that we get at the podium with a lot more swearing. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I think also we will get I think we sort of kind of get a look of the culture that he's already set, you know, on the practice field, but a little behind the scenes look too, you know. I think a little bit more like playfulness and, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
For sure. I'm looking also to, like, are there any assistants they hone in on? You know, if any of these guys become hot names for head coaching or OC jobs, is someone like Cliff getting a lot of love? Is Joe Witt Jr. getting a lot of love? Is Tavita Pritchard on down the list of guys? I think that's going to be interesting. And then I think there's other, you know, teams in the division that are super interesting as well. We can talk about more of those. Plus, your calls. What do you make of the Commanders being on Hard Knocks? This is the first time they've ever been featured. So, what you think? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Commanders are on Hard Knocks. What are you looking forward to, or what are you scared of? Next on The Hoffman Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.